Redeeming Miss Marcotte, Book 1 in the Romance Retold series, written by Martha Keys, narrated by Kate Poles. Copyright 2020 by Martha Keys. Production copyright by Martha Keys.
Preface. Creating a retelling is a challenging task. I knew that when I set out to begin the Regency Shakespeare series. Deciding how closely to keep to the original, while also bringing a fresh take on a story, is no small task, and certainly not less so for being one of Shakespeare's beloved plays, in this case, the most beloved of all. I have done my best to provide an authentic Regency spin on the play, while preserving the fun and the sense of the ridiculous that characterise A Midsummer Night's Dream. Whether you are a lifelong Shakespeare lover, or have never read one of his plays, I hope you enjoy A Foolish Heart. Chapter 1. Mercy Marcotte couldn't bring herself to look Solomon Kennett in the eye, instead training her gaze on the branches of the weeping willow which flowed with a light summer breeze. "I cannot marry you, Solomon." His hold on her hand slackened.
"What?"
Mercy's insides writhed wretchedly. But surely he would understand. In the blink of an eye, everything had changed, and her entire future, the one she had hardly been able to believe would be hers just a few days ago, had been pulled from under her.
"Don't do this, Mercy," he said, the pain etched into each word.
He tightened his grip on her hands again, and she could feel his energy and a hint of desperation in the gesture.
"I swear to you that I will do whatever it takes to make a name and a fortune for myself again. I will not let you go wanting. We can postpone the wedding until the ground is more steady under my feet." She wavered. This had been so much easier when she had practiced it in her head. But in her head, Solomon had merely listened to her, and she had been so persuasive that he hadn't been able to help agreeing with her. She reminded herself what her mother and father had said.
"You may as well go live with Aunt Mary's family, may she rest in peace, if you are to marry a man in Mr. Kennett's position."
Mercy had never met Aunt Mary or her family, but she had grown up hearing their names spoken with pity, particularly upon Aunt Mary's death. She knew she had a cousin of similar age, Viola, apparently, but the Marcotes and the Paunces may as well have lived in different worlds for the width of social gap between them. Was that what Mercy wanted for her own future family? Solomon put a hand to her cheek, and his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?